Ladies and gentlemen, how do?
You're tuned to the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk. With your host, Todd McCluskey. On CJSF 90.1 FM.
Kicking things off today, we're heading to Osaka, Japan. This all-girl pop-punk band formed in 1981 and are still rocking today. This is Shonen Knife on the Blurred Crusade.
When I take a walk, candy's in my pocket. When I go on tour, candy's in my bag. I like mint candies best. They make me relax. When I have a sore throat, I eat honey candies.
Am I candy? travel around the world, just you and me, punk rock girl. I tapped her on the shoulder and said, do you have a bell? She looked at me and smiled and said she did not know. Punk rock girl, give me a chance. Let's go slam dance to a dress like Minnie Pearl, just you and me, punk rock girl. We went to the Philly Pizza Company and ordered some hot tea. The waitress said, well, no, we only have it iced. So we jumped up on the table and shouted anarchy. And someone played a Beach Boys song on the jukebox. It was California Dreamin'. So we started screaming on such a winter's day. She took me to her parents. Duke of Earl, yeah, you're for me, punk rock girl. We went to a shopping mall and laughed at all the shoppers, and security guards trailed us to a record shop. Mojo Nixon, they said he don't work here. We said if you don't got Mojo Nixon, then your store could use some fixing. We got into a car, away we started rolling. I said how much you pay for this, said nothing, man, it's stolen. Punk rock girl, you look so wild. Let's have a child, we'll name her Minnie Pearl. Just you and me, eat butts, banana swirl. Just you.
CJSF 90.1 FM. In an opening set that's dedicated to all the punk rock girls out there, we started with Shonen Knife and Sweet Candy Power from the album Sweet Candy Power 2019, Shonen Knife out of Osaka, Japan, led by Naoki Yamano on guitars and vocal. The band's credited with opening it up for bands from Japan, and it's amazing, and I've never heard of them before. My buddy JR was down at Red Cat Records a couple weeks ago, and they were playing Shonen Knife, and he said, "Who is this band?" And they said, "It's Shonen Knife out of Osaka." And he told me, and I can't get enough of them right now. They have released 22 studio albums. The most recent 2023's are Best Place. They have such fun, joyful lyrics, very positive. And apparently they did hit Vancouver in the late 90s, played somewhere in Gastown, I've been told. And they've also performed as a Ramones tribute band, and they are calling themselves the Osaka Ramones. After that, we had Blondie, Dreaming, from Eat to the Beat, 1979. Blondie was slated to play the Peony tonight. I had my tickets, but not sure what happened, but she had to cancel. Got my reimbursement, but disappointed. I really wanted to see Blondie tonight at the Peony. Unfortunately, not going to happen, so look for her to return to Vancouver sometime in the future. And then after that, we had the Dead Milkmen, Punk Rock Girl from 1988, and the album Beelzebubba. And we finished the set off with the Ramones, Sheena Is a Punk Rocker, from Rocket to Russia, 1977.
Studio 6, CGSS Video Series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances.
So, who are you?
We're necking.
We're a band.
And interviews with impactful and inspiring artists.
We weren't very good at keeping it a secret.
As well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities. Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
Noise of Carpet explores 1990s indie classics, recently exhumed underground gems. Every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 9 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Tune in if you're a slacker, loser, or creep for an hour of positively nostalgic triggers and some new stuff too. On CJSF 90.1 FM or streaming at cjsf.ca.
Noise of Carpet with Mike Shepherd is coming up at the top of the hour. Right now, some new stuff. This is Goat Girl on the Blurred Crusade.
Drive. You're tuned to the Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk, with your host, Todd McCluskey, on CJSF 90.1 FM and online at cjsf.ca.
Going on.
on delicious bluish vinyl. That was Jess Mustard on the Blurred Crusade. They're out of Ireland. I saw them a couple years ago. They opened for Fontaines DC, and Fontaines DC, by the way, will be back in town mid-September at the Commodore. Got my tickets for that one. And we started the set off with Goat Girl and Motorway from Below the Waist. Goat Girl out of South London. And their new album, Below the Waist, is on Rough Trade Records. It's their third LP. Current members include Lottie Pendlebury, Rosie Bones, and Holly Molyneux. Great new band, Goat Girl. Three albums in, just getting into them, and we heard Words Fell Out, a second tune from them after Motorway. And like I mentioned, we ended off with Just Mustard out of Ireland. Right now, some brand new local stuff. This is Scheduled One. Schedule One and Travesty on the Blurred Crusade.
Yeah.
out of Montreal, Quebec. That was a band called Works Mon Ombre from their brand new album, Bent Out of Shape. You're listening to The Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk. My name is Todd, and I do this show live for the most part every Wednesday at high noon. And then we throw in our repeats Thursdays at the stroke of midnight and online anytime at cgsf.ca. If the show's good, I'll post it. Not so good, I'll bury it, but cgsf.ca has all the tunage there for you, so check that out. We do have an app as well. You can get that at all your app stores. We started the set off with Schedule 1 and a song called Travesty from Crucible. Schedule 1 from Vancouver, and they're on Dirt Cult Records. And then we got into New Order and Ruined in a Day, released June 21st, 1993 on the London label. And as mentioned, we ended up with Works online the last couple days. And I noticed the Sex Pistols played a fundraiser recently at Bush Hall. That's a 400-seat venue in Shepherd's Bush. It seems like Glenn Matlock, Paul Cook, and Steve Jones wanted to help them out. Apparently, the venue is going to close unless they have an increase in funds. So they actually played three fundraiser shows there in London. Unfortunately, no Johnny Rotten. I guess relationships have been strained with Johnny and the rest of the band for quite a while. They had Frank Carter on vocals, a local punk rock vocalist. Reviews were really good. I saw most of the footage on YouTube. To be honest, though, I wasn't really into Frank Carter. I think they really miss Johnny. But of course, my opinion is the exception. Most people love it. Even in the YouTube comments, everyone is pro Frank Carter. So check that out on YouTube. Sex Pistols alive and well. And they're alive and well on The Blurred Crusade. This is Lonely Boy with Steve Jones on lead vocals on The Blurred Crusade.
Keep it in, care about me.
CJSF 90.1 FM, the mighty 90.1 FM here up at SFU. We started that set off with the Sex Pistols featuring Steve Jones on lead vocals and the track A Lonely Boy from the Great Rock and Roll Swindle in 1979. And then in the middle we had Radiohead Airbag from OK Computer. And we ended off the set with Buzzcocks from their latest album Sonics in the Soul. And the track Experimental Farm. Talk to Mike Shepard. He's coming up at the top of the hour. It's going to be a classic edition of Noise of Carpet. And he advises me some fresh shows coming on the way in September. Cheers for tuning in today. This has been Todd. And, of course, the program, The Blurred Crusade. Again, Mike Shepard up next with Noise of Carpet. And check out all my podcasts anytime online at CJSF.ca. Peace, love, and adios.
You've been listening to The Blurred Crusade, the best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, Todd McCluskey. Join us again next week for more Blurred Memories.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.